This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM Dunedin's awesome morning show.
And this week we have Mosgiel Tyrae Community Board. So welcome Rebecca and also Henry and Annabelle. How are you all doing?
Good morning.
Good, thank you.
Good.
Excellent. So you're all going to bring us up to speed on what's happening with the community board?
Yeah. Are you going to give everyone a rundown, Henry, on what's happening with the community board?
No.
So I understand the last meeting happened in Outram.
It did, yes. We just wanted to have a bit of an engagement, try and engage a bit more of our community, our Tyrae community. We've got quite a huge area that we cover.
Yeah.
So decided it would be a nice idea to actually hold our formal meeting in Outram. And then on top of that, we added an hour beforehand from 3 till 4 before the meeting started. That was just a casual drop-in session. We had tea and coffee and some cakes. And we didn't have a huge number of people come. It would have been nicer if we had a few more. But the people that came were really, really keen to talk, and we had some really neat conversations about things. And a couple of them stayed on for the formal meeting as well, which was nice when people are interested enough to stay for a fairly dry meeting.
Yeah. And so you were talking about topics that came up, emergency response plan?
Yes, yeah. Before I even stood for the community board, I went to an ORC meeting out at Outram, and they were talking about not having an emergency response for Outram, and that last time there was a big flood, a couple of people got left behind that went during the evacuation, and I thought that seemed that really frightened me. So I did call Civil Defence after that and talk through what would need to be done, and I've sort of followed up with that, and there's a few people in Outram that are really motivated to get that up and going, so they've done a lot of work. So we had a bit of a chat about that, and we linked up the people who need to be involved, and hopefully we can just draw in a few extra people to put together a plan. Outram's obviously under the Tyrae plan for an emergency response, and Civil Defence and an emergency management, which is part of ORC, all combine with that, but I think with Outram being where it is next to the river, if there was a big flood, they have the potential of being cut off completely. So it is important they've got something specifically for their town. Mm. Yes.
Yes, and of course involving local people in that plan
is absolutely vital. Yes. It needs to be local people.
Yeah. And then the possible incorporation of an Outram to Mosgiel bus.
Yes. Yeah. Once again, there's some really motivated people out there that have been contacting regional council themselves to try and get that up and running, and I've just kind of got in on that and got into the conversation with the regional council as well. There's a few different options. The transport people are looking into at the moment, whether that means that it's using the school buses when they're out of action, or whether it's incorporating the on-demand service that's already in Mosgiel. But however they do it, it needs to be cost-effective and it needs to be used. But it would be really neat for people, even if it's just a couple of days a week, to be able to connect from Outram through to Mosgiel and then use those ongoing services through to town.
Yeah.
Even if they're just going to Mosgiel to use the pharmacy or the shops or the doctors. I think it would be great if we can at least get to, one or two services a week and build on that.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned the size of the area that you cover, and if it is a community board rather than communities board, then you need that connection, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
And so the flood protection and drainage, a hot topic there. And so you were talking to Tom Dyer from ORC.
Yes, so he came out just to give us an update from the regional council on the flood protection things that we have out there, and that was really good to get an update from him, and that will feed into our community plan update that we're going to be doing just in the next few weeks, so that we can be all up to date already with what we hope to achieve before the DCC plan is put together.
Yes, it's all very structured, isn't it?
It is very structured, and you've got to make sure what your needs and wishes are there, so that they can be at least considered with the overall plan for Dunedin City.
Yes, definitely makes it easier if you get it done in time rather than coming in halfway through a cycle.
Yes, and it's I'm new to it, obviously being a first term, but it's really structured. You've got to sign everything off in a formal meeting. So we can't just kind of do it seat of the pants last minute. We've got to do it in time for the meeting on the 3rd of June so that it's actually all up to date in time for the meeting that we have with the council.
Yes. And then you talking about a potential MTCB workshop. So to look at that community plan. So you've had one previously, is that right?
Yes, we had one. We had a really quickly pulled one together just before Christmas, when we'd just been elected. And it was really, really good to do that because we could sort of talk a bit more openly than you can in a formal meeting. And we're ready for another one that we can talk. We will work through what we're going to have in the community plan and a few other things. I think we might get ORC back again to talk through those things with them and make sure that we're in line with what they're expecting, and just have a get together and talk about the important things for our community board.
And of course, the topics that we've been talking about, that emergency preparedness, flood prevention, and transport, they all fit into that.
They do very much. So we've rejigged our community plan already. We've changed the priority order a little bit, just with changing times and what's important to people. We've still got that traffic issue that we have in Mosgiel. We've got that as number one priority, and then the flooding and emergency response is number two on those priorities. And then we've just rejigged it a wee bit. We've put traffic safety into number three position, and then the trails, which is really strong, has always been a really strong priority for the community board. We've just shifted that down to four because it's pretty good at getting itself done anyway. And I think if we can if we just keep those emergency and traffic things up the top.
Yeah. And this last one sounds exciting. Logo competition.
Yes, yeah. We've got a logo on our Facebook page, which is a little bit outdated quite outdated. And Rose, who's our communications person, she's been on this show before, is really keen to get something designed to replace that. And she came up with this really neat idea that we can engage local young people in on the Tyree, kids going to school or living in on the Tyree, and even if they're going to school in town, can put in entries for a design for that logo, and we can select either a combination of them or there might be one that's a real standout, and get that developed into a proper, the specs that can go onto our pamphlets and all the informal sort of things that we have. We've still got to keep the DCC formal logos, but it'd be really nice to do that, and it's just a really cool way to have that competition to engage everybody. Especially those young people that are sometimes a bit harder to engage.
And so are Henry and Annabelle, are you going to be entering that competition?
Yes, we are, I think.
Oh, excellent.
I think it'll be open to all the schools.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So Henry's 10 and Annabelle's 7. And since I didn't have another community board person to come with today and these guys are on school holidays, they wanted to come. So, yeah.
You can't say, this is it. Maybe we need next generation.
It is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's awareness of politics and how it works and everything else. And the logo competition does that, doesn't it?
It does.
Says, okay, they may not know what this is, but they will by the time they've designed a logo.
It draws into, kids right through to high school age, like designing things and drawing things, colouring things. So it's a really neat, I thought it was a great idea of Rose's to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And so is there anything else you'd like to let us know about?
I don't think so. The only other thing that's come up in the last sort of 48 hours, I guess, is pedestrian crossings in Mosgiel. We're really pushing for some pedestrian crossings on the busy stretches of Factory Road and Bush Road. Mm. Over the weekend, there was some conversation. We've had someone drawing pedestrian crossing on one of our roads in Mosgiel themselves, and it's dangerous having that sort of thing happening because we've got kids that don't know the difference between a real pedestrian crossing and these homemade ones. And while it seems a good idea to put it in and that, you can sort of make a point about needing one, it is dangerous. And I think the police probably are going to have to get involved if it carries on because it's we've already had, I had a couple of reports to me last night on Messenger that said that they'd narrowly missed children running out on those pedestrian crossings that were homemade ones.
Yes, it's
kids need to learn
confidence.
Yeah, kids need to learn road safety, but it's important that the that the safety things that are on the road are official.
Yes. Crikey. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure that one will roll for a wee while.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope it can be resolved. Yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic. And what about Henry and Annabelle? Any updates from Moscow Tyree?
Not really. I don't know much about it.
Yes, you do. You enjoy the park. You enjoy the library.
Oh, yeah. I like the library and the park.
Yeah. You mentioned you were going to the pool.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Tapuna Rafaka Ihu sometime this holiday too.
Oh, we will. I'm sure we will go there a couple of times. Yeah. Although you like coming into the Moana pool as well, don't you, to go to the hydro slides?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. And nods from Annabelle too.
You like roller skating at the Memorial Park, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, so thank you so much. So we've been talking to Moscow Tyree Community Board Chairperson Rebecca Shepherd and Henry and Annabelle. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was Round the Boards, updates from Dunedin City Community Boards on ORFM, Dunedin's awesome morning show. For more information about Dunedin's 6 community boards and contact details, visit the Dunedin City Council website, dunedin.govt.nz, or phone 477 4000.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.